Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, hey. Here we are. What? Oh, excuse me. I didn't have my mic and it was hot. So now here we are. We're ready. Ready. Yes, hello everybody. This is one of our pop-up Sunday shows. Depends on how our day goes. Today went pretty well. So we thought, hey, we may as well put a show up there and just see who shows up. And so far, we're doing well. I think we're doing very well. Glad to have all of you that are getting into the queue on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, you're smart to be amongst the first. Those that come in later, well, it's hit or miss. I want to welcome all of our Facebookers as well. You are out here on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. Yeah. Anybody's welcome to pop in there if you'd like to actually see us in action where we are live streaming. So I want to remind everybody, we're doing readings using ordinary playing cards. No colorful tarot here and no artistic oracle cards. Jim's going to give you an oracle card at the completion of your reading with me. Do bear in mind, however, these are only sample readings. I give you as much as I can within a very limited time constraint. And then if you'd like more, remember, I'm available. You can book me through my Psychic Love Doctor show page. No, Psychic Love Doctor website. Yeah.
PsychicLoveDoctor.com.
That's it.
It's an easy one to remember.
And that's why we have you around, Jimbo. So I will be using a full 24-card layout. Give me a moment while I lay out your cards. It doesn't take long, but it's my preferred method in how I take a look at what's ahead for you, what's been behind you, if necessary. Sure, it's just a snapshot, really, but there's a lot there, a lot of insight, a lot of perception. So I will now turn you over to the one and only Jimbo. Yeehaw.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Only.
Yes, and we'd also like to remind all the folks out there that are in, well, there's various platforms that are joining us, some associated with Blog Talk and some Facebookers. If you are international, you please must let us know. Let us know, because we only remember some of you that are here all the time, and then we screw up. So it's better safe just to announce, make your presence known, and we'll give you live international shout-outs anytime you show up. Like I shall give to nobody right now. Nobody has let their presence be known.
Oh, you now have one.
We have Joanne, who is in up in Canada, Great White North.
Newfoundland.
That would be Canada, in case
like
anybody didn't
that.
Know.
I
right.
Like saying that word.
I'm happy for you that
There's
you
a
enjoy
lot
that.
Of folks down here in the States say Newfoundland.
I've never heard anybody in my entire life say that.
Well, you've left a very sheltered.
Apparently, place. I have, even though, yes, I must have, because I've never heard anybody say Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Well, not anybody that was above the age of like 12. Okay, let's put it that way. Children
Ooh,
will.
I can tell he's raring to go.
Children will enunciate things because that's what you know they're learning. You know, I used to. What did I used to? Island. I used to when I read books, it's like Island. You know, I used to just read it when
island?
I was. Yeah, when I was like freaking in second grade, and I'd read a book and I saw the word island. I just said Island to myself. It was nobody was reading out loud to me. So, all right. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in so you can get your free reading and get in the queue. And when you do so, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is very true. I tested it, heard the show. Everything's great. Anytime, any show we do, if you ever hear silence for any kind of a little bit of a period of time, hang up and call back. Something went wrong. It should never be silence. So it is Facebookers. If we get gaps in the phone calls, we will, of course, always turn to you. We can't tell you if that will happen, the frequency of that happening, and all that stuff. So you just got to sit tight and see what happens. That's just life in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody getting a reading, when you hear the harps, please let it be known that that is letting you know that your free reading is coming to an end. We have lots of folks that would like to get them, so we have to, like I said, limit your time. Like Deb said before, you can go to psychiclovedoctor.com and you can arrange a set amount of time. It'll be a lot longer than the free reading time, I'll tell you that. And that's something you would work with her on, how much time you would set aside. But for this, I control this now. We control it, but I'm the one that pushes the little heart button. So when you hear that, respect it. Let the reading come to an end. Just let it go. But before you depart, I shall give you an angel card tonight. Tonight it's the old school angel card, the original one we used to use when we didn't have any other decks. This shall give you a message from an archangel. There's lots of archangels in here giving lots of messages. So I will give you a single card before we move on to the next poison, because that is what we shall do. Hey, it's National Chocolate Covered Nut Day. Those are really good. You know, as a kid, I was kind of iffy because I liked my chocolate pure, just chocolate when I had chocolate. I didn't want chocolate anything. But once I had that and stuff like that, I was like, you know, it actually is pretty damn good. So yeah. It is indeed. And I think that's the biggest thing. It's a quiet day. It's a good day just to be in quiet. Surround yourself with quiet so you can hear a pin drop. And everything else is kind of...
Pistol, what was that? Pistol patent day.
Okay. And I don't know what... Yeah, so somebody must have patented the pistol. Who knows how long ago that was. Those things have been around a long time. Mm-hmm. Long time. But probably long before somebody even, before there's even legal patents that you could put on, stuff like that, so.
I gotcha.
All right, I am done, Deb, so if you got some spewing to do, spew it now.
No, I'll do it a little later. Right now you have a intruder.
Another one? I just got rid of one.
No, we have a different one. The Empress D. You're in the wrong state, hon. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm shutting them down before we can call. This might take a second.
Yes, Catherine, I love your eloquence.
They're gone. And now I go off here and finish them off and report them.
Good. Hi, Kay. Glad to have you with us.
And then
we're about to get started.
Doing some blocking and some harassment reporting real quick on this person. Mm-hmm. That seems to help. Because Facebook will be jackwads if somebody does report you. So might as well do it for the right reason for a change.
Apparently, all of our UK fans are tucked in for the night.
Yeah, Sunday. Well, I mean,
yeah, maybe they're all tuckered out.
All right, let's do this. Area 630, Illinois, 630. Welcome to the show. You better turn that up.
Hey, darling. Glad to have
Hi.
You with us. Yeah, what's going on?
You had me reeling yesterday.
I did.
I've been thinking about that reading all day. It was so funny.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good. Oh. It was really good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Funny.
Thanks. You know, very good. So, so glad that you're here.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to find out if you could just focus on, like, my brother, and because he took over the family business. So I just wanted to know, like, if you could just, you know, kind of tell me, like, how he's doing or how he's doing with the family business.
I certainly can. I mean, I'll do my best. All right, so we'll take a look at that right now.
Yeah, because yesterday was a little bit about brother and sister, wasn't it, Deb?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So now, yep.
But they can't figure her out.
Yeah, there's some weird, yeah. So now she's going to focus a little bit more on the bro, little bro time. Still have yet to give an international shout-out to other than Joanne, but we still appreciate
that.
We've
got Julie now.
I don't know where Julie's from.
Julie is from Oh, I think she told us yesterday.
Well, you gotta tell us.
She's in, I believe, oh, I'm going to get this wrong, but it's in the UK. Did you say Nottingham?
Is she one with the sheriff of Nottingham?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I'm not, we're learning. We are learning.
Yeah, you
got to,
yeah, until you've been here like 100 million times in a row, it takes a while for my brain to remember that. Eventually it will stick. Eventually
hey,
it will.
If you call us, you'll be in for a reading.
Well, that's why she just said, I hope I get through it tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right.
That's what that means.
Oh, it seems to be going well. He's married. Hello, hon?
Yes.
He's married.
Yes, he is. Yes. Yeah.
Well, his wife would like him to do something different. I think that she's getting tired. He seems to have a bit of a workaholic nature. And, oh, there it is. Thank you, Julie. So I think, though, that the business itself seems to be going well. But I'm thinking she's hoping he would retire. But the cards that are pertaining to your brother right now don't really amount to much. Happiness in the reading, sad today, isn't always this great thing. Woo! Yeah, so it's like the more drama or the more, you know, anguish there is, it's like the cards are very exciting. So, you know, don't think that... he's not happy and doing well. I think he is. But he's probably your closest ally as far as a sibling goes, is your brother. You know, as people get older, they start realizing, hey, you know, we're not bulletproof. We're not going to be here forever. So I wouldn't be surprised he would like to have a reunion with you. Okay, so...
I think he actually had an affair on his plate. So him working a lot might not be just like he's working, but saying that he's working. But
I hear you. Yeah. But I'm not picking up on any of that at the particular moment here now. But I feel that once your surgery is complete, this is off the subject, I know, but I wanted to share it with you, that you are going to have a new lease on life, and you are going to get out there and get yourself really busy, and your brother would likely like a reconnection with you. Okay, so. Hey.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, you are Thank welcome.
You.
And just
I do. I have an angel card for you. It says, remember who you are. And it's from Archangel Michael himself. You are powerful. You are a powerful, loving creature, child of God. You are very loved.
I love Archangel Michael. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yeah, he cuts right through it. And by the way, I want to thank you for what you sent me. I received the file. I haven't looked at it yet, but I will.
I don't remember.
I don't know what the hell
you
guys are talking about either. So.
You have so many names. You know, sometimes I have to think, who is this individual?
You, I was talking about the class. I want to, it's like, are you going to, is it a sign-up sheet or do we have to pay? How is it going to work? Because I still have the board. I made the board.
Yeah.
And then before I moved from Wisconsin, I put it like in this real nice frame. And so I want to use the board when you do your class. Like, I'm definitely going to sign up for that whenever make it official or let us know.
You really impressed me with that board. We're going to do something with that later. And we don't need to talk much about it now because best ideas are best kept quiet.
Yes, and we have a million people,
okay.
So let's rock and roll. All right, thank you very much for holding the team.
Bye.
Calling no one. Bye-bye.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
What's wrong?
Well, you're very speedy tonight.
Because we have 15,000 callers.
Yeah.
All right. International shout-outs here. Like, of course, Julie is in the UK, and also Virgil, who also resides in the UK. Welcome, international shout-outs. All right. We're rocking over to We got a couple of these. Let's take this one in the order that they were here. Area code 216, Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Welcome.
I had a feeling. So I'm glad to, I'm glad to see or hear from you and see you, I guess. A little bit.
Thank you.
Mentally.
Hope you guys are doing well.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I've just been so tired lately. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the age. I'm going to be 59 this year. I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
But you know what? Turning 60 is going to be like a breath of fresh air. Because this is
not
the time. I'm sorry, what?
So I'm not
sorry?
Sick. I just get energy as I used to, you know? But it's all good. It's all good. I've just been working a lot lately. I guess you can just give me like a, a general.
What's going on every, I got you. Hi, Jen from Dubai.
Well, I'm asking.
Wow, Dubai.
Yeah.
We assume that she's there, but I will wait for confirmation from Jen herself.
You can just give me a general reading for like the next 2 weeks. This week, there's so much going on. My place is getting worked down, the remainder of it. I'm just stressed out about it. I hope he doesn't mess it up. My dog fell off the bed yesterday, my poor baby. She was scared, but you know, I don't think she was injured. She's 11.
Oh, no.
She's getting up there in years. Like people, some dogs are different at the age at 11. International shout out to Jen, who's actually in Costa Rica, she says.
Oh, yeah, soaking up them rays. Baby.
Probably should be some there indeed.
Soaking up those rays.
Of course, that's not.
Anything
Jamaican.
You're picking up, how's that?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. All right.
I had a good review, like you said, a new update. I got a raise, a little one, but I did get one.
even Social Security only gets like little ones, and then they take with the other hand. So, you know, at least a little is something.
I take stability over that any day. I don't care. I know you're absolutely right.
Your career area looks absolutely fabulous for you. Lots of serendipity, Jim's favorite word.
Yeah, word should be banned.
It should not. It's a wonderful, wonderful word.
Stupid.
And you are getting a lot of attention as far as being a super good worker. And
that's
that
so funny.
Why?
The big boss, director, the president, sent me a compliment email. So that you're so right. I didn't even know who it was. Don't laugh at me. My manager laughed. He's like, troubled, I know. But yeah, you're right. Thank you. That's so on. I didn't expect it.
Oh, it's here. And, you know, I really feel as time goes on here, they're going to have plans for you. Okay, so you just keep doing what you're doing. And it looks really terrific. I would wish I could say that your love side of your reading had a lot going on, but you know what? Remember, when you're in a dry spell, it means that you are not being bombarded with a bunch of bad relationships. You know, people forget.
I'm just content being alone right now. I know it sounds crazy. People think, oh, you're lying. I am not. I am very content with doing my home now and my dog. I just, you know, I go to church. I have my friends there, but I'm content. I'm so set in my ways.
Yeah,
I'm being honest.
Looking back, how much time and energy keeping a man happy takes. You know what I mean? When you think back on relationships, you're like, oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah, and now they have to really step up. If they want to get involved with a woman of more age, they better be pretty awesome, because women do get happy being alone. They do.
You're right. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you see there before I move on real quick, Deb?
Just take a quick. There is a guy.
Anything else?
I'm sorry? What?
Anything
else? Guy that you're going to have entering into your life. I do think you're going to exchange in lighthearted banter with him. It's This could even be through your job. And
you say all the time, you're going to meet somebody. You do. I know.
And you'll enjoy this back and forth with him. And it's going to have a little bit of a spiciness to it. But I don't think he's serious at all. He might just go for a quick tumble, if you know what I mean. And that isn't a bad thing all the time. You know, it's a big difference when you're a little older and you need, it's kind of like how the Tin Man got the oil, but in a whole different way.
You're so funny.
I'm just, honestly, a horny old broad, all right? And I live vicariously through everybody else. So here you go, or Jim's going to do that harp again.
I will. I will harp on you. Bada-bing, bada-bang,
bada-bada-bada-bada. I'll talk about the dog next time.
What the hell is that?
The hooga. Time has come there, woman. All right, compassion is the subject of her angel card, Archangel Zedekiah. We don't get that one a lot.
Oh.
Soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself.
Thank you.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah. Nothing bad coming for you. It looks very sweet.
Well, that's what's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important. You don't want to see bad stuff.
No, we don't.
Even if you don't see a lot of good stuff, it's not seeing bad stuff is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Read on dogs. I'll ask next time. No big deal.
I didn't see anything as in terms of things.
I know.
What kind of dog do you have, Sharon?
A pit bull lab mix. You would have seen it in the card. That's okay.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Right, yeah,
and
she definitely would have saw badness.
I don't know if you've joined us, but the lady in Puerto Rico, the cards were right. She got her dog back. I don't know if you had been with us when she would it was like a bad storm or a hurricane. And the dog got scared and bolted. And I kept seeing a bunch of college kids around the dog that he was gone for 9 months. 9 months. And these kids at a college were taking care of him. And then somehow she reunited with their dog. But that's the thing. I never saw that the dog had met any kind of tragic end. He was out there.
Well, I mean, if somebody's being taken care of him in his life, things are still pretty good. He goes, They are. And at least somebody cared enough to take care of the animal.
Oh,
that is
exactly.
Nice. All right, Deb.
Sharon. Have a great week.
Pick them up and lay them down.
I've got a thing I'd like to say to everybody.
Well, then speak.
All right. I don't know if any of you have been following the Where is Wendy Williams documentary. I mean, she's not dead. She's going through some serious health, mental health issues and regular health issues. And I've been watching the documentary. It's on Lifetime. And eventually we'll probably be able to pick it up elsewhere, Netflix or however you get.
Not sure everybody here knows who that person is.
She is my
pretty common name.
She is my radio and TV icon.
Very common name.
Wendy Williams. You might remember her from a long time ago. She was on the air out of New York City, and she mingled with celebrities. She was big in the gossip arena, and then she moved to television, and she was always very outspoken. You know, in fact, it's kind of mean, but some people really wondered if she was actually female because she had, with her long hair and her large breasts, she had a masculinity about her, but apparently no, she's very much female.
Yeah, I never wondered.
And she drinks to excess now. She says it helps her to feel normal, but she's now been diagnosed with what Bruce Willis has. I know I'm not going to say it right. That's what he's got.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Well, that's not what he has.
Okay.
Oh.
I heard the word, when you said the word frontal, that jumped in front of me. So.
It's that aphasia where her voice, she's starting to lose her words. She's starting to lose her memory. And you know, Bruce Willis can barely, if even, speak. So anyway, I just wanted to put in here that I've been trying to think a lot for her because that woman is the one that really motivated me to step out in front of a microphone. I mean, I used to want to throw up and stuff before the shows a long time ago. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that poor lady is really suffering. And I think we're going to hear more of this as time goes on. And the thing I want to bring up is we may not all live to be able to have this in the future, but my cards insist there are going to be breakthrough treatments for those who've had strokes, those who are dealing with the dementia and the Alzheimer's, all of that. And it's going to involve computer chips that are going to help to activate certain parts of the brain. This is going to be huge. So I just wanted to mention that.
All right.
Mention that. Okay.
Public service announcement for Wendy Williams.
Poop.
About what?
Well, when I talk about things like this that matter to me.
I wasn't being a poop.
I
feel it. What was I being a poop?
Well, you start acting like an antsy kid. Because you were militarily trained to stay on task and to keep everything running smoothly and efficiently. But I just don't operate like that.
No, I can go on the internet and find I can find millions and millions of people that have sad stories. Lots of them. And they just aren't famous. Because they're not famous doesn't mean it's not important to them either.
And it's a reminder to us all of your treasure. Every moment you get.
Word up on that, dog.
Especially with, I mean, you know, things like dementia, things like heart disease, cancer, da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? We've got to enjoy what we've got.
And that is a true statement. And we're humans, though. We always, if we were always satisfied, we probably wouldn't have advanced much in society.
I honestly believe.
We wouldn't have toilets. If everybody was happy running outside, going to an outhouse, we wouldn't have toilets.
Well, you know who invented it? John Crapper.
Crapper, yeah, I'm just saying. But I'm just saying, in general, if humans weren't always dissatisfied.
And I honestly believe that bad habits help to keep, this is my own belief, that it helps to keep your immune system up and running. Where people that are healthy eaters and they're gym rats and, you know, they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't do anything bad. What happens to them? They end up getting diagnosed with stage 4 something. So, anyway, that's my little soapbox moment.
Yep. All right. Roger that. The soapbox is real busy. Well, actually, it's not. That was just one. One and only one. All right. Let's go to 919, our neighbor to the south, North Carolina. 919. You are the next. Welcome.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Hello. Thank you for taking the call. This is Sandra Kay, one that's from North Carolina but live in Georgia.
That's right.
Oh, that's just a state below. Two states down. That's not so bad.
How are things going?
Yeah. Things are absolutely wonderful. I've met someone who she is phenomenal. I just come back from visiting her for the week, and it's just great. And my home, I'm loving it. It's just beautiful. The one area that I'm hoping for improvement or trying to find out some clarity on is career. I'm currently still working on my job I put a job, and it's easy job. It's a pie job. It's just that the money's not great. But I've been applying for a lot of jobs, and I've been interviewing. Well, I have some interviews scheduled. Actually, two really big companies, but one that I'm really, I'm kind of hoping for. But I just want to see, what do you see coming up with career?
Well, I am so glad
asked. That's a good question. I like it.
Thank you for the good news about your relationship.
Thank you, and I'll call you back and talk about that, because I do have some very interesting questions about our interaction. It's really interesting.
Hey, we do many a show. International shout-out to Rachel in Australia.
Yes, I know, hon, that you've had a bit of a rough patch relationship-wise. I remember.
Yes.
And here you're so happy. You're just full of joy. I love that. So let's get that career now.
Cool.
Standard here. Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. That is a very good question to always look in somebody's career.
Thank you.
It can be as dynamic as love, depending on what kind of stuff you're involved in career-wise.
Oh, it can. You're right.
It can be. Yes, it can be.
Yeah. Back in the day, our fathers, grandfathers, that kind of thing, they would drag themselves out to a terrible job for 20 years just because they had a job. Yeah.
Well, you know, international shout-out to Laura in Canada, our neighbor to the Great White North. Yes,
Great
indeed.
White North.
The Great White North. What a beauty way to go. Great. Take off to the Great White North.
Is that what they said?
That was a little song that Bob and Doug McKenzie made back in the early 80s, I believe it was.
Well,
SCTV, a product
back.
Of SCTV. Well, remember we did say early 80s, Deb, and it is now not even the early 20s, so it's a long time ago, 40-plus years.
I'm going to tell you what you need to do. This is where these cards come in so wonderfully for us in giving us guidance in terms of what is wanted or what they're seeking. What they're looking for is you need to come through as being very competitive. They're looking for a go-getter. They want a go-getter. They want somebody who is not, is like able to help them with brainstorming and has ideas. They don't want some, you know, schmo sitting in a chair. So I think personality is really going to shine. So
wonderful.
And so just remember, so far they haven't found what they're looking for, but it comes through.
Okay.
Yep, a competitive attitude, and that you, for one thing, what you got going for yourself. These kids that come right out of college, I would think they are the most unreliable, inconsistent kind of workers because they're probably looking to get married. They want to have children, and then children make it impossible. Well, the baby's got the sniffles, so I can't come to work. But somebody who, see, we have an edge. We have leverage where it's illegal for them to ask us. But if they say, what are your assets as far as you? I would say, well, all my children are raised. I am, you know, unfettered by drama and blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking to grow, to excel. And you know what I mean? Use the words you know they want to hear. Yeah.
Okay. And I got it.
I can't wait for you to call us and tell us how it went.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, and you just keep on keeping on because you're going to get a really good job. It's coming.
Yes.
And I can't wait to hear.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. I have an angel card reading for you. And this is
okay.
The subject. Deb knows more about this subject than I do. And this card doesn't come up very often. The subject is Indigo and Crystal Children.
Mm.
And this is from Archangel Metatron. Archangel Metatron. And he says, I think Metatron's a he, Archangel Metatron, I don't know. But anyway, I believe so. But anyway, you have a bond with children. In particular, it says, in particular, you can help children who are sensitive.
Oh, yes. Yes. Makes perfect sense.
Oh,
understood.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That card hasn't come up for, it's been so long, I don't remember the last time that card's come up, so. Must have been meant for you.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate this. I appreciate
it. And we appreciate you.
Wonderful to hear from you.
Yes, it's wonderful to hear from
you.
It's
been too long.
And we appreciate you holding very patiently.
Yes.
So you've been holding for a long time.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Blessings to
you
both.
Good luck to you. Yes, indeed. And you can call back anytime, especially tomorrow. Anybody can call back because tomorrow is News for the Soul Monday.
That's right. Earlier.
Yes, hour earlier. But anyway. Special shout out to Suzanne, who's in the land of the Scots, Scotland. All right, let's do this, Deb. Hey, we're going back to our own Commonwealth of Virginia. Area code 804, Commonwealth of Virginia 804. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. It is for now. Hi, I talked to y'all before, Newport News.
Oh, yes. How are you doing?
Yeah. I might need to get surgery this year, but that's not really the reason why I'm calling y'all. I'm going to try to make this as fast as I can because I know y'all got to get to other people.
Okay.
Okay. Social Security had, you know, this year they're doing their 5-year review to see if I still can stay on the program. And I sent them. I mean, I filled out their form and I sent. Sent them information about what medicines I'm taking and everything. And I told them I was having a hard time standing sometimes and even up to the sink when I'm trying to wash dishes. And I told them I don't go to the grocery store anymore because every time I get off the city bus, I'm in pain a short time later. So I was wondering if they will let me know soon if I could stay on the program. And
great question.
And do you have any other part of that question or another question you wanted to throw in there while the card's going down?
Real quickly, I want to say that over the holidays, I haven't been hearing from my three of my adult sons, and I think my oldest brother had turned them against me. He did some very vicious things against me. I would explain it, but it would take up too much time. I went to my son's Facebook pages, and he was listed as one of, you know, their friends on each one of their Facebook pages. And that kind of confirmed things for me. And I was wondering if y'all know if I'm right and if my sons will come around and stop believing lies about me, you know, from him.
Now,
I believe there's somebody else involved, too.
Did you first mention your older brother? Did you say
your older brother turned him against you?
He's not the oldest, but younger.
A brother. You think your brother was involved in and these are your sons?
I think he poisoned their minds against me because I haven't heard from my sons over the holidays, and I haven't even heard from them up to this point.
What are their age range, ballparkish? The kids.
My younger one, he's in his late 30s. My other two are mid 40s.
Okay, all right. That is very good. I don't have the cards, but that was makes a big difference too when they're that age and they're not young
mm-hmm.
children as far as the poisoning. But still, it is what it is. What do you got, Deb? You got the cards.
First of all, I don't know what's going on in the world, but it's like the family is imploding. Where maybe because we stopped having Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. I don't know.
The family has evolved.
But it's going in a bad direction.
It is going in a direction where the products that we're producing are not such good character people anymore on the average, as we've seen out there. That's why crime's on the rise. People are shooting each other on the rise. I think there's a reason behind it, but who am I?
Well, the thing is, though, a lot of us that really put blood, sweat, and tears into raising these kids and that to be part of families with sisters and brothers, the family unit it's like shattered. And, you have a sibling here that, I mean, he is so angry, but it's not just at you. He's mad at the world. He is just full of anger. He's full of rage. And he's the one behind it all. Why? It can even come down to something like mental illness. So we don't know what else.
Definitely.
What everybody was doing when they were younger. We hear that a lot of these drugs are, I mean, they're killers that are out there. And, people are messing with their brains if they're addicted. I think, though, it's heartbreaking that you didn't hear from anyone over the holidays. That's not right. But if you are patient and sit long enough, there is going to be an event that is going to impact your family in such a way that I feel they are going to want to make up for this breach in the relationship they have with you. A lot of times it will come through an unexpected death. And all of a sudden people go, oh, my God, we better get this family back together.
Yeah, it's like life slaps you in the face.
Yeah.
Whap. Oh, mortality. Oh, crap. We're not all immortal. You know, oh, people we know and love and we didn't talk to and gave them the cold shoulder have died now.
Right. But I want you to be aware it's not you. Okay, you are not the one that's going to suffer some kind of life-threatening, you know. No, it's somebody that's actually going to pass away that is going to make them all wake up. So have faith, mm-hmm. you know, hang tough with that you love them all. And I really think that, like these Michael cards, you're going to get a reunification with your family that is really going to be way overdue. And social security stuff.
Yeah, her first question.
Do you have a doctor that will,
do they have a doctor that if they asked that you could, that would write you a letter?
To support your needs for continuing with that additional money. I've had many people come to me over this issue.
If need be.
I think that what is going to happen is you may go into another review. And I think you really could use a doctor that you see to back you up.
So just think about that. Just in case they ask, you might want to think ahead. If they say, you know, we'd like some supporting paperwork other than just your prescription stuff. Do you have a doctor that says you have this condition, it's ongoing, and she needs all this stuff, blah, blah, blah?
Particular medical practice that you go
to. Something to think about.
Yes, it's because this has helped other people. And I'm seeing in your cards you could face a setback initially. And this is where you need to come with more ammunition.
Because it's the bad apples that ruin the entire bunch. There's people out there that try to scam anything they can that don't deserve it.
The fraudsters.
And the poor people that really need it, they feel the shock waves from that. It's bullshit. But, you know. Yeah. Like somebody like her, she needs it. She can't even go anywhere because of the pain. She doesn't want to.
Yeah.
She can't think about getting off a bus if she's in so much pain she can't do anything. So, but then there's people out there that are just fine and they're just scamming the system, screwing everybody over, and they ruin it for people like her.
Yeah.
But you didn't really see necessarily that there's going to be a problem, but that she may have to produce some
extra
something. They might want something. Mm-hmm. So just think about that so that you're not surprised and say, hey, we'd like a little bit more of something.
And I will tell you, civilian doctors are way different than military types. Civilian doctors will pretty much give you whatever you want in the way of a paper. If you go and say you're having trouble standing, you're dizzy, you're this and that, they can document that in a letter for you.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to lie, but they have no problem saying,
yeah,
putting the truth down on paper. So, yeah, you definitely got problems. I will write any letter you want. Yep.
And these people that run these examination boards for like Social Security, Medicare, et cetera, this is not their money. So they shouldn't act like it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I said, it's the bad apple thing. It's the bad apple thing. They have a pool of money. It's not infinite. And then you got jackwads out there scamming the system. And it just, all the honest people feel the repercussions from them, those jackwads that do that.
So, yeah, here comes Jim with your card.
Yeah, those, the penalties for the people that scam the system, those penalties should be really severe to discourage that. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's blue collar. But anyway, here is your angel card reading. The subject is passion from Archangel Hanael. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. So career could be a relative thing. Love life, everybody's got love. It doesn't necessarily mean love like a... Be, you know, love. Love is love. Love is the mirror.
Humanity.
You know, your siblings, your friends, family, another loved one, a special person. So a lot of things that they can. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you holding. We know you held for a long time. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you all so much for answering my questions.
Sure thing. And definitely call back again, and we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, God bless you, hon.
All right. Taking them in the order that they have come in.
Why don't you go to the...
That is the order they came in, and the clock is ticking.
All right, well, I want the last one on the list.
We're going to jump all the way to there with all these other folks.
Well, we're making a priority here. Or you can go there, and then I would like you to go there. All right. So you decide how you want to do it.
Well, I want to do this now because that's the order that came in. Lisa, welcome, Lisa. Wow, that speakerphone.
Hello. You lovely people.
Welcome in.
Yeah. I just came in from our nature walk, me and the neighbor, and I'm feeling a little from yesterday, but this morning I was trying to talk to him again about it. You know, he'd going to the places that I go for my entertainment and to clear my head, and he said, well, I don't really want to talk about that. But we did our nature walk, and it was, you know, 2 hours, and it was nice. It was very nice. We were out in nature, and we got back, and I don't know, Deb, do you have any?
I hear you sighing. Not annoying you as long as I have. I feel like you're feeling very stressed from the situation. And that's certainly understandable. You know, you guys are coming at me from different directions. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I tend to, I mean, he stayed off of it. He didn't bring it up at all. And I kind of circumvented it, but I would touch on it a little bit in a way of not saying, you can't go there. I didn't say that, but I would kind of bring it up, you know, and we continue on other conversation. But I, you know, tonight I was supposed to go out, and I just, I couldn't. I was so tired from, I mean, I went to bed early last night, but I think I woke up about 3-ish, and I don't know if I got back to sleep. So, anywho, we did the walk, and I'm just wondering, Deb, what the cards say between us, the dude next door.
Yeah, all right.
The cards are going down.
I'm laying them down.
She's looking at another little short-term lookout. State of the Union card address. That's what it looks like. State of the Union. Where are things at? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's good to do that. Like Deb used to in her day, did the card so much on her life that she had to take a little cookie sheet with her to use as a, put it on her lap so she could do the cards in the vehicle. She had to do them so much. So it doesn't hurt to keep looking. I don't understand. What is the obsession, Deb, with you and the speaker cord?
Well, it keeps moving back to under my foot.
Maybe we should put ankle cuffs on you because you seem to have restless feet. You seem to have restless feet. If you keep your feet still, you won't tangle up in cords if you keep your feet still. So
99
ankle cuffs are needed.
Don't let the bedbugs bite.
Yes, she is 5 hours ahead of us in the UK, so it's very late or very early. Depends on how you want to look at it. Well, good night. Good night to Julie in the kingdom that is united. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Yeah, what do I got? Well, he's trying very hard to walk on eggshells around you so that he isn't, you know, pissing you off. Right? Because he knows there are these sensitive areas that just are not going to get him any ground with you. All right. But he's getting mad. He's starting to, here's what I'm seeing that he's starting to say to himself, that it's ridiculous on his part to keep like barking up you as a tree. Because clearly you're not gonna be as compliant as he would like you to be.
You're not gonna fit into his model.
No, right.
Of being submissive and being a do what I say, not as I do
mm-hmm.
type of person.
So,
State of the Union. What do you got? State
I
of the Union.
I still think that the guy, the flaccid.
The Sultan that is flaccid. He was flaccid.
I do believe he is still, he's gaining information about you. And people in a bar, it's like a community. And if you're not particularly the one that's there, others will talk about you. So he is getting information, and like I said, he is embellishing it to make it seem like you're, you know, I've got to tell you what struck me.
What struck you, Deb?
What struck me
was it a boomerang?
I think that the Placid Sultan is trying to paint you to the neighbor as a, what do they call him?
An iguana?
No.
A monkey? A zebra?
You do that.
Grasshopper? I don't know. I mean, what is she a folding chair?
All right, I'm going to put it out there, and this is it, okay? He's telling everybody you are a closeted lesbian.
Holy God,
what?
You're a thespian.
Yeah, he's telling the neighbor that you don't want guys, him to come down there because you're messing around with these women.
That's odd.
Mm-hmm.
What? That is weird because,
well, it's weird.
Wow, that
well,
is...
you know, people like clams. Some of them, they like them bearded. Some they don't. It all depends on your flavor.
Because my neighbor, even today I was mentioning it. I said, yeah, you know, these women come out at me sometimes. And I just, you know, scoot away and make sure that, you know, I have the yellow tape on the crime scene. I have that around me and in a nice way. That is so weird because I've maintained that with my neighbor. That's not the arena I play in. That is so weird.
But now she said she thinks Cards the Flaccid Sultan is trying to paint that picture. Doesn't, not saying enough. She's not even saying there's like a 1% truth to any of the embellishing he's doing. Because you don't, yeah. So obviously, I don't know. Apparently he is making shit up because he wants to break you apart.
The Sultan wants your neighbor.
It's pretty common in any relationship that there's going to be a friend on one of the party or either the guy friend or the chick friends that are like, I don't want to lose my friends, so I hope those fuckers break up and I'll do what I can to break them up.
I had a young roommate years ago.
Male and female will do that.
She was like in her, like, maybe 21. I was about 30. I had guys that I was dating, and she would go running up to them, and she had very large bosoms.
They weren't that large.
You never met her.
Corinda?
No, Jill.
Oh, well, Corinda came out with a towel once, too.
Corinda didn't have any.
But she rolled out with a towel.
In front of you, that's right.
Yes, yes.
And fresh out of the shower.
Yep.
See, that's what people will do.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, this girl, Jill, she'd bounce those boobies off their chest, and it would piss me off because I was skinny and didn't have any. And I would say to her, the only consolation in all of this is that when you're 40, those are suckers that will be bouncing off your knees.
Hey, unless you get them modified a little bit.
Well, this is women will do. I don't know if men will. Guys do the same kind of thing.
Probably not the close friends. So friends, kind of acquaintance friends they might, but super close friend they won't. Usually, it happens. It does happen.
A guy would come up to me and say, hey, your boyfriend's acting like an asshole. Would you like a ride home? And I would go. But I didn't take that as some kind of hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Well, you know, that's weird because I even told my neighbor, I said, you really don't want to go there yesterday because I danced with 10 men in one dance, one song. And, you know, and I've made it clear since the time I moved here, whenever that comes at me, I, you know, say, I don't play, that's not how I swing. And
I don't want it. That's the army way of getting these lesbians off you.
But she's not in heaven. She doesn't have that problem.
Well, she was just saying about that she's not that way.
Right, but yeah. She doesn't have that problem. You said the Flaccid Sultan's inventing things.
Well, yeah, but people, what they see, they misinterpret, you know, all the time. You're out there dancing with 10 men.
Right,
but
which is not women.
Yeah, the Sultan may be passing down the grapevine in this bar. Hey, she just dances with men because she's really a lesbian in the closet.
Mm, well, okay.
Oh, how
but
weird.
I know.
Yeah, well. What else you got, Deb?
What else have I got?
What did you get? What did you get?
Your cards in general look very good about you. It's other people that are a problem for you, Lisa.
Oh, dear.
It is. You know, they're the ones that are creating drama. And with him, he's just starting to get mad. I think eventually he's going to throw in the towel here and just say, let's just be friends, you know. And he may say to you, I think it's time I start looking for a, you know, partner with potential. But it might
really?
Be the best thing that ever happens, yeah. Because he's going to relax once he's got you. We've all talked about this. And I fear that he's going to, if he can't get his way, he's going to be a tantrum thrower. And I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I would rather be wrong.
I think, well, I don't have cards, but I think it's, he's showing little tips of the iceberg lots. But they're not together, so he knows that he can't go all-out tantrum on her because she'll just shut him out because she lives in a different place.
Well, right.
But if they live under the same roof and they have some kind of commitment thing, then he can be a lot more of a jerkwad about stuff.
He's also found out that if he gives you the silent treatment, you don't do anything about it.
Yeah, anybody that does any kind of silent treatment is a pure attention getter.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little kid going, I'm going to hold my breath till I die. You know, it's a pure attention getting bullshit scheme. The silent treatment is pure to get attention, and you don't play ball with that. And that's everybody on earth that has somebody that gives them the silent treatment, you should not engage. Don't engage it.
Really, it's just.
Don't engage and beg them to talk. Just say, all right, you don't want to talk?
Yeah. But it's hard when you care for somebody.
You don't want to talk? You know what? You want to give me a silent treatment and hold up some? You know what? I'll go out and do stuff until you're ready to talk.
But she might be. Well, I think Lisa holds her ground pretty good.
You should
but
do
there's
that.
There's others like
because that's
me
crap.
That we will keep persisting until finally that individual has lost its sparkle for us and we are done. And when we're done, we're done.
That's right. When the ship has sailed, it's not coming back.
Yes.
All right, real quick, Lisa, here is your angel card. Subject is comfort. Comfort, that is. Mm-hmm. Archangel, excuse me, Azrael, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. So it's healing of the heart for Azrael.
Well, right, and I think that you are a lot of good self-care now for yourself, where before everything seemed to hinge on him, how he was feeling. Remember back months and months ago, you were really like at his mercy. I don't feel that from you anymore.
It was a long time ago, relatively speaking.
Well, it's kind of like.
And she was worried about how he was reacting to everything she reacted, whatever she did. And it's like, well, you know, you shouldn't have to try to change yourself for somebody. Like, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do that. You got to be yourself. You got to be yourself.
She's reaching the point of basically telling him in plain English, either shit or get off the toilet.
Yeah, it's like, I am who I am. And if you don't like who I am, don't try to change me. Just move on. Don't try to change another person. Because if you do change the other person, usually it's temporary. It ain't going to work. And you'll probably part ways in a very bad way instead of a good way. Yes, indeed.
Well,
a lot of philosophical bullshit shit. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, the cards aren't showing a lot of activity right now because you are both kind of at an impasse. Now he knows where the Sultan goes, so in essence, he would know where you go.
Yeah. So, but I don't know that the Sultan has a frickin' GPS tracker on her.
No, but he could say, I saw her.
He could, yeah, he could embellish and lie and say, oh, I see her out all the time. You're right, absolutely, absolutely. Anybody can lie like that. Lie, 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 lie. You know what frickin' House said? Everybody lies.
Yep, he did.
Dr. House, that is.
Yeah, I love him.
All right, thank you so much, Lisa. We appreciate you calling
thank
and holding.
Thank you, both.
You too, and we shall be here tomorrow an hour earlier than normal on the different phone number. We shall be here.
Check in if you get a chance. That would be nice.
Do
you want to, should we end? It is.
We did go past our 60-minute mark.
Yeah. I hate to do that to you, folks.
I know we got a bunch of people holding, and we apologize. We took them all in the order they came in, and that's all we can do, and we feel bad. But
yeah, and Teresa's on there, too.
Now, what I will tell you is...
It was Wendy, I think.
Now, there's a lot of folks on there. Monday is News for the Soul Radio, and you cannot call in too early because she has another show before ours.
So you'll end up on the air with somebody else.
Every other show we do except Monday, you can jump in that queue at 50 minutes before the show. You can, and that's what a lot of people do. But on Monday, you have to call almost on the hour. It's very precise timing if you want to be first. That's all I can suggest to you. Mondays are strange sometimes. It's callers are filled up like today, and sometimes they're sporadic, so we don't know. But if you really want to get a reading, you want to get a free reading, you want to call and get a free reading, I recommend on Monday you call in on the hour at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go on the Internet. I'm not going to rattle off all the different time zone conversions. It's very easily 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for News for the Soul Radio, which is on Blog Talk. So. Different phone number. Remember that, folks. Different number. And if you go there, it will give it to you. All right. Well, thank you so much, folks.
We're sorry.
We apologize. We did not get ratings. We tried to go as fast as we could, and we extended the show to at least wrap up the last reading. We do that quite often. We don't want to just, it's on the hour. But on Monday, we cannot do that.
She runs the show.
She has another show. On Monday, The show starts on the hour, and it'll end at the latest. Usually, it's a couple of minutes for the hour, so we cannot extend it. So it's a little tough on Mondays, but... We have no control. It is what it is.
Oh, Susanna, I will. She was saying she was on the X Factor.
Okay.
And we should Google search it. Definitely.
Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, you Facebookers, you don't have to worry about what platform we're using because we'll obviously broadcast live here.
Yeah.
Folks that like to call in, you got to go on Blog Talk Radio and look for News for the Soul. And Nicole will post the Psychic Love Doctor show. You'll see it. When you look at live and upcoming, and it'll have the number that you can call in on, because it shall be different. All right, let's put a wrap on our blog talkers. We apologize for those that held and did not get through. We did the best that we can do. So what song would you like to hear, Miss Deborah?
Oh, surprise me.
It's always a surprise.
Well, we don't have that many.
We heard this one today on the radio. Satellite radio.
Join us tomorrow on News for the Soul, which you can find on the Blog Talk roster, and also at newsforthesoul.com.
I've never been to their website.
We will look for you.
Y'all come back now. You hear?